Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Before we talk about these Senate confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson, people are texting in and asking if they can get the website of Lviv Lab. I know it's hard to spell. It's Ukrainian. L-V-I-V.
Right.
LvivLab.com. L-V-I-V-L-A-B.com. That's where you can watch the Telegraph. They broadcast on something called Telegraph. Joe Lindsley,
because
our guest.
I think it's encrypted. It's harder for the Russians to track, my understanding.
So they can have... They can broadcast freely on Telegraph from Lviv Lab, LvivLab.com. If you want to follow Joe Lindsley, and on Instagram, he's at JP Lindsley, and he posts there. And an extraordinary journalist. And I'm so glad that he makes time to come on our show, because it's just such good information. And I feel like we have this bond with him now.
Yep.
Just want to make sure that he's okay.
Absolutely.
And while that's happening on the other side of the world, we got our own
confirmation hearings, right, for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson continuing today, and interesting, if not uncomfortable, exchange. And this was with
Senator Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
And yes.
Right. And many of the senators have been pontificating. I guess they have 30 minutes airing grievances in many cases. And so we pulled some sound, and it's pretty interesting exactly what was said and why it was said. And she's gotten some criticism too, Jor. Well, she's gotten a fair amount of criticism on the right for potentially being soft on sexual predators and specifically child pornographers. A few people have reached out to me on Twitter when I talked about this. And it turns out that Jackson did, in fact, sentence some offenders to a prison term below that recommended by the guidelines. But that is the ordinary practice within the federal judiciary. Jackson did hand down sentences that were at or above the probation office's recommendations in 5 out of 7 cases that were brought up by Senator Josh Hawley. So we'll see. I mean, there are also, you know, accusations, soft on crime. So should we tee up that clip?
Yeah, but I want to hear what Senator Lindsey Graham had to say, particularly, well, I don't really know what he was saying, so let's
strap yourself in.
Do you attend church regularly?
Well, Senator, I am reluctant to talk about my faith in this way just because I want to be mindful of the need for the public to have confidence in my ability to separate out my personal views.
Well, how would you feel if a senator up here said, your faith, a dogma, lives loudly within you, and that's of concern? How would you feel if somebody up here on our side said, you know, you attend church too much for me, or your faith is a little bit different to me, and they would suggest that it would affect your decision. Would you find that offensive?
Senator, I'm...
I would if I were you. I found it offensive when they said it about Judge Barrett.
So what is he saying? Is he saying you attend church too much? What is he asking her?
Or would your faith somehow affect your rulings and how you interpret the Constitution? I'm still trying to figure that out and interpret exactly what was said.
But. Well, and we are people of faith. And, of course, despite Lindsey Graham maybe stepping on himself or maybe asking a weird question, it did occur to us, and we want to know what you think about this, how much should faith or religion matter when it comes to a Supreme Court justice? Our text line is 651. Nope, I'm giving the wrong number, aren't I, David?
No, that's right.
651-461-9226. 651-461-WCCO. You can call or you can text. So, and Paul, I want you to answer the question, too. Does her faith, or how faithful she is, how religious she is or is not, does that matter to you in a Supreme Court justice?
No. What matters is interpreting the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Defending the Constitution. The founding fathers, as imperfect as they were, created something ingenious mm-hmm. 246 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they wanted church and state to be separate. America was not supposed mm-hmm. to be a Christian nation
right.
or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. It's a pluralistic society where everybody has the freedom to recognize the faith that they want to recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think these are all distractions.
I think so,
too. And smoke screens. And I don't really understand how that question is germane to how she would interpret the Constitution.
Correct. And for me, whatever he was trying to say or get across doesn't really matter, but it got us thinking about how we want her, or how you, or me, Paul, all of us, if it matters a lot. And because we have a separation of church and state in this country, and because this is a Supreme Court justice, I just care about interpretations, really smart ones, like really for really smart people, of the Constitution. And I don't know that their faith plays into that. I don't know that your faith plays into the interpretation of the law and of the Constitution. And it probably shouldn't.
No, I agree. I think faith enters into our religion, how we worship God.
Mm-hmm.
But faith has no place when it comes to interpreting the Constitution.
So, I just want to jump in because I agree that, that faith shouldn't have a play in how you interpret the Constitution. However, we're celebrating what could be the first African-American woman on the court. And the fact that she's African-American woman, like, that shouldn't play into her rulings either,
right?
It's a fact about her, but we're celebrating her because it brings diversity. And it better represents our country. So mm-hmm. to that effect, I hope we do have people. And it does impact. She has a different point of view because she's black, and she would also have a different point of view if she had a particularly religious belief. And that impacts who you are. You can't get away from that. And I think it's important to have diversity that reflects our country on the Supreme Court.
I like that. And I want diversity on the Supreme Court. I want men, women, black, brown, white. We do want that diversity. So I see your point, David. I hear you, and I see that. But I also think that shouldn't. I think life experience is one thing, and you can say that having faith adds to your life experience, and it does. It's how you were raised. It's how you view life through a certain lens. But I wouldn't want it to be the overriding factor in someone making decisions about the Constitution and about justice in our country.
So, to DJ's point, Sandra Day O'Connor was the first woman to serve as a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
1980, Ronald Reagan promised to nominate the first woman to the Supreme Court. Before that, it was all dudes.
Right, right.
So, okay, let's have women on to reflect who we really are as a nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I see nothing wrong. In fact, it's the right way to do things, to make sure that everybody is represented demographically.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll see how it goes. Yeah. And I see your text, guys. I know that Lindsey Graham was trying to get back at the Democrats for how they questioned Amy Coney Barrett. I get it. I don't care about Lindsey Graham's squabbles with the Democrats. Like, I don't care about any of that. It just posed the question. It made us think a little deeper about should faith really matter when you're choosing a justice? I don't care about the politicking involved here and whether or not he could get out his point.
A lot of this is still payback for Brett Kavanaugh.
And they need to shut that down. They need to move on. The country has moved on. Brett Kavanaugh is a Supreme Court justice. You know what, Senate? The rest of the country has moved on. How about you serve the people and you ask smart questions instead of petty getting back at each other once? So think of some better
demagoguery,
questions.
Demagoguery? Really? Demagoguery is out?
Think of some better questions. Ask insightful, thoughtful questions about the law or her expertise or how she would rule if she wants to give that information. Don't get back at each other. Let's move forward.
What do you think?
Not healthy.
What do you think of this? Give us a call. Text us 651-461-9226. We'll be back with your reactions next.
So how much should faith matter when choosing a Supreme Court justice? That's the conversation we're having as Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked about her faith during the Senate confirmation hearings. Mm-hmm. How much should faith matter? Does it matter to you? Josh and Zimmerman is calling in to give his opinion. Hey, Josh.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're well, thank you, sir.
Well, faith is good. Faith matters. You know, my family are Christians, you know, but it doesn't matter who has authority in office or anything like that. If you're male, female, you know, black or white, or if you're your ethnic background or anything like that, it just depends on, you know, who you are for the people, your education, your background. Because, I mean, when I signed up for the military, it was just strictly I was for the people. I didn't care about the benefits or anything like that. It was just for the people. It's just, what kind of difference would you make?
Josh and Zimmerman, thank you for answering the question.
Good
we
point.
Appreciate that.
All right.
Some of the texters say, Paul and Jor, as a woman of faith myself, I don't care how religious or what religion my Supreme Court justices are or not. I just want to know that they can put their faith or lack thereof aside when deciding a case. Okay. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This texter says, her religious beliefs should have nothing to do with interpreting the Constitution. See, that is interesting. And the more I've been thinking about this today and the more I think about it, I know we're people who have faith and we come with a bit of a bias. But I think this is just Jordana talking. We should be able to really separate. You know, religion should not be the guiding factor in your decisions about the Constitution.
Yeah.
It could be the guiding factor in your morality and in your life. And I understand we're human, so we're biased and we come with a history. But we should be able to separate, like our country, church and state.
You said something important. We're flesh and blood human beings.
Yes.
Show me anybody who doesn't have bias.
We
right?
all do.
Based on our
all
experience, we're not robots.
No one is neutral. No journalist, nobody is a neutral person.
Nobody is a blank page.
No. Mm-hmm.
But again, and I've said this before, I acknowledge science and the scientific method and data and evidence, but I have a faith in something more. And that's why I talk about my Christian
right.
faith.
Get that.
But when
yes.
it comes to a judge, I mean, should there be faith involved? That's your business.
Yeah.
My question is, can you interpret the Constitution? Can you bring the Constitution alive and make it relevant to the case in front of you?
That's right.
Based on the evidence, the data in front of you.
Right. Because sometimes Bible teachings are not always relevant to Supreme Court cases, i.e., we don't stone people to death anymore. So if that's the basis you're coming from, you might want to update that if you're going to be a Supreme Court justice. And I want to read the rest of this texter.
Okay.
I cut off the texter. The texter writes, her religious beliefs should have nothing to do with interpreting the Constitution. Reagan was an atheist and he ran the country.
Wait, Reagan was an atheist? I don't think so. I think he was a Christian.
I remember he was
Ronald
very
Reagan,
involved.
His son is an atheist. His son
correct,
is an atheist.
Correct.
I think people are getting confused. Ronald Reagan, the president, was a Christian, staunch Christian. But, yes.
Okay, because I know Ron and Nancy were very also into astrology, and they used to have an astrologer come to read the stars for them in the White House. That person came to the White House. So, okay, thank you for correcting that.
His son is an atheist, very outspoken.
Okay, yeah. Thank you for correcting that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Do we have another? I'm sorry, David. Is there another caller?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, let's take Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Greetings. What do you make of this, Mark?
Well, as a person of faith, this is, and I've been watching this. I teach high school students, and we've had some of the hearings on, and it's just really, really stuck in my mind that we're comparing. Not even apples and oranges. I'm not sure we're even talking produce, because Judge Barrett taught at a religious institution. She spoke and wrote on matters of faith and the law quite frequently. So that is a very public faith that made that fair game for any kind of hearing. Don't agree with her, but that's a whole different thing. Judge Brown Jackson has a very private faith. There's nothing that I've seen so far that anybody's brought up that is of in the public realm about that. Ergo, I'm not even sure it's in the same league. You can't compare these two situations. It just, to me, is a ludicrous argument. And as a person of faith, I thought that the approach of the senators who have brought this up is just flat out embarrassing.
So, Mark, this is interesting, and thank you for bringing this up. So had Ketanji Brown Jackson written about faith or, you know, influencing a decision in the past, then it would have been fair game. But because she hasn't done that, unlike right. past justices that were questioned, I hear what you're saying.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that holds true for anybody in running for public office or anybody in the public eye. If you're going to put yourself out there and proclaim yourself to be this or that, you open yourself up. That's a public declaration of your faith or your beliefs in some way. And that makes it fair game for any kind of arena you want to enter. If you're a person of faith and you keep that private and to yourself, okay, great. There's nothing really there to talk about unless something comes out that you're, you know, into something that many people would consider incorrect or, you know, offbeat. I mean, there's just nothing there.
Mark?
Mark, good call.
Thank you. You made a very, very good point. Mark, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Appreciate
context,
the input.
Because there needs to be context, Mark.
It's
Thank you.
Like asking the judge, "Do you? What do you think about chocolate? Do you like chocolate?" And, I mean, you could answer that and say, "Well, I prefer vanilla," but how is that relevant to interpreting the Constitution?
But if the judge had written about chocolate.
If chocolate came before the court.
Got it.
Okay, then I could see. But otherwise, really?
Okay, look, I learned something. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mark. When we get back, I wrote you guys a fun quiz. It's a Supreme Court quiz. We'll take that. Test your knowledge next.
Hey, do you know it's another Wolves Wednesday on News Talk 830 WCCO? Hey, don't. No, that's not. That's a fake howl. Don't call in.
That was a fake howl. That was just the
preliminary. The real howl.
That was the practice howl.
Sometime, my phone's already lit up, but the real howl coming sometime before 6 p.m. Win 4-packet tickets, see the Wolves take on somebody on April 5th at the Target Center. I wrote the script. I can't remember what it says.
Wolves are going to win. I mean, they're killing it this season. So they're going to win. So whoever they're playing is irrelevant.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But yes, Wolves Wednesday. So in the next
They're going to play the Wizards on April 5th.
Yeah.
We're going to give those tickets away. Are you ready, friends, to test your knowledge on the scales of justice?
This is a Supreme Court quiz?
It is.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm ready. Do we need a robe? I'm going to put my robe on.
Right? And like, I feel like you need one of those necklines Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg used to wear.
Oh.
I feel like I need that in honor
of her. I dare you to
get
one of those.
I need one of those in honor of her. Okay, here we go. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Rutledge, the second ever to hold that position, was also the only person ever removed against his will from the court.
Oh.
Why was he removed from the court?
What year was this?
Is it because A, he denounced President Washington, pretty old, B, because he was gay, or C, because he had too few slaves?
Paul. Too few slaves.
DJ, it was because he denounced President Washington.
Of course it was. The other two are ridiculous.
Yeah. Paul thought it was a slave one.
I was just rolling that around. I mean, I know the founding fathers, some of them had slaves. They were very imperfect human beings.
I said, you may get dumber after this quiz. So I may make you dumber from this quiz. So just fair warning. Okay. I had some fun writing it. By the way, that Supreme Court Justice John Rutledge, here's a little trivia to impress your friends. He later tried committing suicide by jumping off a wharf, but was fished out by slaves before he could drown.
Boy,
I don't know if they were slaves
there.
Or not. Yeah. I don't know if they were slaves or not. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
Associate Justice James Wilson was the first member of the Supreme Court to die in office. How did he die?
Good grief.
Was it suicide? Was it malaria, or did his wife murder him?
Paul, it was the wife.
DJ?
No, it was malaria.
It was malaria. Yeah.
Two for two, baby. Let's go.
Wait.
He contracted
that's
malaria.
What people, that was like back in the Oregon Trail. That's what people died from. You get like dysentery or consumption or malaria.
He had malaria, and then he had a stroke, and it was
it
just.
It could have been the wife, though, who infected him with malaria.
Yeah. Here's another little fun tidbit about Justice James Wilson.
Okay.
He was 55 when he died. He was awful with money. He spent time in a debtor's prison.
Wow.
Bailed out by his son and then fled from New Jersey to North Carolina to escape his creditors.
Wow.
And let's remember, this man was a Supreme Court justice. He then became a Supreme Court justice. So the scrutiny that these people are going through today.
I think the vetting has gotten better.
Yeah.
back in the good old days when you just run away to North Carolina.
Dude, come on, was a Earl. Mess. Who was the richest Supreme Court justice?
Ooh.
The richest. Was it Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Is it Clarence Thomas? Or is it Brett Kavanaugh?
DJ.
Hit me.
I think it's Brett Kavanaugh.
I'm going to go with Ruth.
Yeah!
Ruth reportedly had a net worth as high as $18.1 million.
Wow.
While poor Justice Anthony Kennedy was only worth $700,000.
How did she? Do you know how she made her money?
I don't know the answer. I know from watching her her documentaries that her husband was also a very successful lawyer. So maybe because the two of them were working. Yeah, maybe because the two of them were working. Like, I don't know if the wives of the other Supreme Court justices have jobs like Ruth Bader Ginsburg had. So maybe it is investments. I
That's
have no
impressive.
Idea.
Impressive. Okay.
I'll have to Google that. Okay. For the first 146 years of its existence, the Supreme Court did not have its own building. So where did the justices meet?
Oh.
Did they meet in random different rooms at the Capitol? Did they meet in private homes? Or did they meet in bars?
DJ, I think they met in different rooms at the Capitol.
I think they met at bars.
This was a trick question.
What?
Because it's all of the above.
What?
Sorry, well, I said you're going to get dumber. They did meet at different rooms at the Capitols, but they also
met
in
bars. And they also met at the bar.
Yeah,
like,
and at their private homes. Like, hey, let's go over to Miles. Sorry, DJ, don't be mad.
They didn't have their own building.
Don't be mad.
I did not know that. Wow.
True or false?
Okay.
True
false.
Or false? Okay.
True.
That's not how the game works.
Okay. We're just practicing.
True or false? The Supreme Court took up the case of whether a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable.
Paul, true.
Are you going to go with that?
Yeah.
DJ?
False.
It's true.
Ah! What?
Did you just guess or do you know the history
of
that?
You said it was a ridiculous quiz.
I mean, it is
would
ridiculous.
Make us dumber. And,
but that is a ridiculous fact.
And what did they find?
Interesting that you ask me, DJ, and I'm prepared for
Reagan
that.
Reagan said that tomato is a...
It's a berry.
Ketchup is a vegetable. And every time I put ketchup on my
ketchup
burger, I remind my wife that.
Scourge to hot dogs everywhere.
Are you anti...
Yes.
Not anti-ketchup? Who would put ketchup on a
Why
hot dog?
Why do you That's hate America? America. You like hate
yeah,
ketchup?
Yeah, ketchup's trash.
What is the matter
burgers.
With you? Did you ketchup? Hit your head?
Okay, could we get back to the case?
Okay.
I think it's a fruit. I mean, I think it's a fruit.
What do you think it is?
I think it's a vegetable.
The highest court in the land ultimately decided it was a vegetable.
Thank you.
And you can Google that, friends at home that are yelling at the radio saying, Jordana, you made that up.
Wait, the so the Supreme Court could just change science if they want?
It is a vegetable, dude. Oh, is it?
No, it's a fruit.
Oh. No. Nice try.
The case was Nix versus Hedden. It was decided in 1893. Maybe that's before we knew it was a fruit, before actual science.
We should raise it back to the Supreme Court
that's
and
right.
get that corrected.
Start that petition, David.
Yeah.
I will sign that petition.
Yeah, let's go.
Lindsey Graham should have asked.
I will sign it. Yes. Is it a fruit? That should be the question.
That should have, instead of the whole faith thing, please clear this up for
us. Yes. Yes. Okay, hold on. Just a couple other tidbits. Mm-hmm. Justice James Clark McReynolds is today viewed as the most bigoted justice. He often used racial slurs.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And was a raging anti-Semite. He was not particularly well-liked, and the fun fact about him, other than the racism and the anti-Semitism, when he died, not a single colleague went to his funeral.
Whoa. Wow. That says a lot. Okay.
Nobody went.
Ouch.
Nobody went. And Justice Hugo Black holds the distinction as being one of the longest-serving justices with a 34-year tenure and the only known member of the KKK.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I mean, these are American facts, friends.
Sheesh.
Makes it more important as to why Ketanji Brown Jackson is now being interviewed and in her confirmation hearings to be a Supreme Court justice, because we had raging racists, anti-Semites, people like that used
KKK.
To be on the court. He was the only known member of the KKK. Yeah. Maybe the other
might have been secret.
Were hidden. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So impress your friends.
We have improved and evolved.
Impress your friends.
Okay. Thank
Sorry
you,
about
Jordan.
The loss of brain cells from that
I think
that
we
quiz.
Tied. DJ, you came on strong, and then I caught up.
Yeah, okay. You can believe that.
Now you know.
Yeah.
What do we have? Mike Max is next on CCO.
Twins won today. Preseason ball. Yeah.
Hey, Mikey.
Mike Max Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Mike is working in Florida, down in Fort Myers.
Buddy.
Hey, Maxie.
I was. Let me hold the phone up once, see if you can hear this.
Are you on the
beach?
I don't
know if you can pick up.
Are you on the beach?
I'm on the beach in Sanibel right now. I'm not going to lie. Okay?
So nice.
I'm sitting in a lounge chair, and the waves are coming in.
You got that? You got that CCO TV thong on right now?
Oh my god!
I got the thong on, and more importantly, there's thongs walking by me. Okay. No, no.
Took a turn.
You were right, Paul. These sunglasses are awesome.
No, I'm not Mike
sports.
Max. I don't know who
talking
you're talking
about. Sports.
Yeah.
So I am enjoying the
It's a Speedo.
Beach in Sanibel with seashells. Good. Yes.
You know, Mikey, you never take time off, so I hope you're enjoying some beach time.
I went to Carlos Correa's press conference this morning over there, and that was quite the to-do, and obviously far fewer media folks from Minnesota there because of the nature of it, but a lot of national presence there, and they had it at the Twins Academy there, which is part of the campus there for spring training, and it is a phenomenal sitting there with these minor league players, and it's like a big screen TV, and it's a classic auditorium. It's just awesome. So I got to meet Mr. Correa again, and we had a nice visit over there. Rod Carew was there, and Rocco Baldelli, and his agent, Scott Boras. So it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. You're living the good life down there. Hey,
this complex that they got, I should tell you, this complex where they house these minor league players is unbelievable. They have dorms for all these prospects. They serve 1,000 meals a day at this place. They have a big auditorium. Then they have classrooms, and they teach financial literacy so that you know what to do with your money. If you got a good, if you're a bonus baby, they also teach English classes for those that come from the Dominican. They come from a lot of different places. The international game, and it is an unbelievable campus. Excuse me, I sneezed. But
bless you.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. A little sunny out here. It gets in my eyes. You know, it's problematic.
Poor baby.
This time of year. But it was that campus is just unbelievable what they're doing. And I said, isn't this expensive for you guys? And I said, well, you got to remember before this, we had to put them all in a hotel and they were all on per diem. So the cost isn't as substantial as you think compared to what we get in return,
Maxie, you got to figure it out. You work in the morning and you're on the beach. Are you doing your TV stuff from the beach?
No, I did it all. It's pre-recorded.
Oh, it's taped.
This time because we there's so much stuff going on in Minneapolis, and it's such a great time to be in Minneapolis. We got the high school basketball tournaments. We got the Timberwolves playing Phoenix tonight, the best team in the West. We got the Wild just made the big trade. The Vikings made a big deal yesterday. Their coach talked today. Their general manager talked today. So we have condensed. We want to get to it all. So we've made shorter versions of what we're doing everywhere in sports for the next couple of days, just because we want to get it all on.
Mike Max, thank you, my friend.
Wolves tickets next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.